the season of Advent has just begun, and in the following reflection, Scottish Jesuit priest Chris Bowles reflects on the virtue of patience in this season where we await the coming of Christmas.
Not long ago, I was waiting in King's Cross Station in London for a train to Edinburgh in my native Scotland. There was quite a delay, and the train was over an hour late when it finally left. When I got on, I found a seat opposite a man many years older than me. I had a good moan in his direction about the delay to the departure of the train. But what he said to me in reply made me stop and think. He said that, well, he knew he had to wait, and that he had the choice of waiting patiently or waiting impatiently. At his age, he said, waiting patiently came quite easily, and he used the time to get himself ready for seeing his grandchildren. I was more struck by that. I spent that hour in London waiting impatiently, and it affected me for the worse. He waited patiently, and it affected him for the better. It affected too, I presume, the meeting that he had with his daughter and his grandchildren. The difference between us? He enjoyed his wait and the subsequent journey, and I let my impatience and annoyance get the better of me. It wasn't until I saw the sea as we got closer to Scotland that I began to enjoy the journey. What the old man said to me that day gets to the heart of what we do each year at Advent. We're waiting for and preparing for Christmas. We can wait impatiently, like a young child does, or like I did, or we can wait patiently, like this old man did. But not only did he wait patiently, he used the time of waiting to get himself ready for why he had made the journey in the first place. It's a choice that we all have, to wait for Christmas patiently or impatiently. If we wait impatiently, it may well mean that the incidentals have too much of our attention. Things like the shopping, the parties, the cooking, the visitors, the holidays, and so on. Those are all good and healthy parts of the Christmas celebration, but they're not the whole story. We all know what the whole story is. It's the birth of the Messiah and the chance for a new beginning. We wait for Christmas the way we might wait for a special friend to come and visit us. That is, we get things ready, we get our house in order, and we make sure everything is the way we want them to find it, including ourselves. It's just the same waiting for Christmas. When we celebrate the coming of Christ, we want to be found at our best, and we want to be ready. We want to make the most of the wonderful occasion, and we want to get the most out of it. So, as we begin our Advent season, let's use the time in the best possible way. Let's wait patiently and prepare well.
That reflection came from Chris Bowles, a Scottish Jesuit priest now based in London.